What's going on, everybody? You're listening to episode 13 of MNN Sports Talk Podcast. I'm Mark Morales alongside Nick Rivera, and today we're going to talk some MLB trade deadline.
Whoa. I'm ready. It's been a long hiatus. This guy Mark has been ducking me.
Yeah, I feel like, well, I know it's been about maybe 2.5, almost 3 weeks since our last pod, and then probably almost a month since you were on it.
I know, I've been replaced. It hurted my feelings all crazy.
No, I'm not replaced. It's just, you know, our schedules, you've been working for a while. I just started working in June, so our schedules have been pretty, like, it's been hard to link up. But nonetheless, we're together now. We're going to talk some post-trade deadline MLB stuff. More specifically, we'll focus in on the Yankees on the back half of the pod. And, Nick, you know, yesterday, I mean, it wasn't, you know, looking at it as a Major League Baseball fan, it really wasn't an exciting deadline. I was working throughout the shift at my job, so I was pretty heavily locked into this deadline. But it just, I don't know, it just didn't feel like a very exciting deadline for the exception of maybe one or two moves.
Yeah, no moves were made. OD boring. I was looking at my phone like, this is trash. I want excitement. I want blockbuster deals, but everyone was being a bum.
Yeah, you know, Bumgarner was a big name that's been getting tossed around left and right for like months and weeks leading up to the deadline. He didn't move. Syndergaard has been talked about for a while. He didn't move. Zach Wheeler was being talked a lot as well, and he also didn't move. So, I mean, there was a couple of big names that were expected to be traded that ultimately stayed with their teams. And, you know, I agree with you. It really wasn't exciting. I was hoping for a big blockbuster. There really wasn't any, for the exception of maybe if you want to say the three-team deal between the Reds, the Indians, and the Padres that sent Trevor Bauer to the Reds, Puig to the Indians. Those are pretty much the two biggest names. But for the exception of that one, maybe the Astros deal with the Diamondbacks to acquire Greinke. And if you want to throw the Mets move that helped them acquire Marcus Stroman, I mean, for the exception of those three, I feel like it was pretty dead.
Yeah, I think everyone took a page out of the Yankees book and did nothing.
Yeah, we didn't even get into that yet, man. Brian Cashman did his best Bird Box challenge this trade deadline.
I'm legally blind.
Well, since we're on that topic, let's talk about the Yankees now. Like, what? Oh man, it's just riling me up already thinking about it. What was going through Brian Cashman's mind at this trade deadline? Like, I mean, I get it. You didn't want to overpay, and you know, maybe the fact that the Yankees starting pitching just absolutely blew up, probably at the worst time, like a week before the deadline. Every team knew that the Yankees were desperate for starting pitching. So, you know, unfortunately, especially with the history of the Yankees trades, everyone was going to try to fleece the Yankees and make them overpay.
Yeah, I think that was the general consensus there. I think Brian Cashman is pretty scared of trading away some top prospects, some top assets, but like, I don't know, man. At some point, you gotta do something with all these quote unquote prospects that we have. We trade them away for bums like Lance Lynn and Sonny Gray. But when it times come to win a championship and make big moves, nothing is done. I don't understand. Yeah.
And, like, don't get me wrong, the past trades that the Yankees have done where they have given up prospects, as of right now, none of those prospects have really come back to bite us. You know, like so far in the Sonny Gray deal, the J.A. Happ deal, or how I like to call him, J.A. Crap, and the Lance Lynn deals, like, even prior to that, none of these trades have really hurt the Yankees in any way. They've actually won a lot of trades, like the Chapman deal that ended up bringing in Gleyber Torres, where they ended up signing Chapman that offseason again. But no, I agree with you, man. When push comes to shove, Cashman has really been scared to make these big time trades. And I get it. You don't want to trade Garcia. I don't know how to say his first name. It's spelled very weird. I think it's De'Evi or something like that, but I'm just gonna go by Garcia's last name. He's a 20-year-old prospect pitcher who, you know, is the number one Yankees prospect right now. I don't know, I'm not 100% sure what he's ranked in all of baseball, but he's the Yankees' top prospect. He's supposed to be a really good pitcher. But when it comes to guys like Clint Frazier and Esteban Florial, like, those guys have to be moved. They're not going to be Yankees anytime soon unless they're filling in for an injury. But, like, someone like Florial, whose trade value is just going to plummet, going to continue to plummet if, you know, he doesn't pick up offensively, or especially like Clint Frazier. Like, if he doesn't pick it up defensively, like, his value is going to drop. So, like, you know, I'm starting to get the thought here that a lot of teams were asking for Garcia on most of the deals, and plus other prospects. But, you know, if there was a deal out there that included Florial and Frazier and didn't include Garcia, like, I don't get why you wouldn't make that move. Those guys are never going to play in the major leagues, on the Yankees at least.
I think he's pretty smart when it comes to managing everything. It's just mind-blowing the people he chooses. Like, we have 433 outfielders and 323 more prospects waiting to come up into the outfield position, and we trade for Encarnacion, and I'm just like, why though? And we have three DHs, and now he's another outfield slash. Mind-blowing, because it's another spot that just pushes down these prospects that we're protecting of not coming up anytime soon.
Yeah, and you're talking about Encarnacion, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's a first baseman slash DH.
Oh.
But at the time, the move didn't make sense to me. But, you know, over the time since the trade, like, obviously, like, that was a huge move now looking back, because not only did we prevent him from going to teams like the Rays, who ended up did getting their big righty bat and Jesus Jesus Aguilar, but we prevented him from going to other competitors. And also now, you know, Stanton hasn't really played at all this year, and now Luke Voit might be out up to 6 to 8 weeks now because he has a sports hernia. He's dealing with a sports hernia now, whose surgery is probably going to be possible. So, you know, at the time, the move didn't make much sense to me, but looking at it now, you know, months later, that was a huge, huge move. But, you know, we don't need more offense. We don't need any more offense. This team lacks starting pitching, and that's been the Achilles heel of not only the Yankees for the past few years, but also Brian Cashman, too. That's been his Achilles heel. And, you know, I have a list here of starting pitchers that Cashman either A, thought it was bad timing to acquire, or B, didn't like the asking price to acquire these guys. And, you know, this list consists of a lot of top-tier starting pitchers that are easily 1 and 2 pitchers on this Yankee staff, and will be 1 and 2 pitchers are 1 and 2 top pitchers on the staffs that they're on now. And this list includes Max Scherzer, Chris Sale, Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, Patrick Corbin, Dallas Keuchel, Marcus Stroman, Trevor Bauer. These are all guys that were available to the Yankees at the time, whether it was free agency or through a trade. And like I said, Brian Cashman, or who I like to call him, Brian Cheatman, either A, thought it was bad timing, or B, didn't feel like the asking prices were fair. And it just blows my mind how Brian Cashman's sitting there. And you know what? I'm even going to throw Zach Greinke's name in there now knowing that he is a Houston Astro. Now, granted, I know he had a no-trade clause. I know he didn't want to come here. But still, like, Brian Cheatman sat there and let all these aces, all these 1 and 2 top-tier pitchers, go to every other team that's going to compete against the Yankees. It just blows my mind how he cannot build a solid starting rotation.
Yeah, I think he just, like I said before, he doesn't want to get rid of these prospects that he's going to. And earlier, I'm thinking Encarnacion. I'm thinking of McCutchen from last year. This guy, he trades for everything but pitching.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. It's kind of mind-boggling.
And, like, look at pitchers like Sonny Gray, who we've acquired, who sucked here. Look at Lance Lynn. He wasn't really anything great. The next year that they're not Yankees, Sonny Gray's an all-star. Lance Lynn is in the top half of the league and wins for for American League pitchers. Now, you know, maybe it's not just Brian Cashman, the fact that he cannot acquire solid starting pitching, but do you think Larry Rothschild should be looked at as, like, maybe you're not that good of a pitching coach if you have all these pitchers that come here fail and then go off and have better careers elsewhere? When was the last time the Yankees developed a solid starting pitcher? And, you know, I'm not even going to say you could say Severino, because the dude flames out in the second half of the season when he's not hurt. So, you know, maybe Larry Rothschild isn't that great of a pitching coach.
I mean, I think that that's an aspect to it. But at like one point, at what point is it the player's fault? Like, you're the pitching coach. Like, yeah, it plays into it. But like, if you're beans, you're beans. Like,
I agree.
I don't know, man. I just think everyone's too shook to come here, and everyone's not mentally strong enough to handle Twitter in New York, I guess. I don't know what the issue is.
Yeah, like the high expectations of win or bust and stuff like that. But it just, it blows my mind. And like Cashman has proved to us time and time again that he is a genius when it comes to creating an offense and building a lineup. But he is so dumb when it comes to building a rotation. Apparently, he didn't want to give Patrick Corbin the extra year. Guess what? Patrick Corbin has a 3.25 ERA now and is one of the best pitchers in the National League. He would have been fantastic in New York. He probably would have even been a little bit better in New York because he grew up in New York. He was a Yankee fan, and he said that he wanted to come here. But no, Brian Cheatman didn't want to give him that extra year. You know why? Because he's too busy giving out 7-year contracts to Jacoby Ellsbury. He's too busy holding on to Greg Bird, who hasn't played a single game in hasn't played a single like meaningful game in almost 2.5 years now. Like, instead of focusing on offense, why don't you focus on the starting pitching? And I'm sorry, but this Yankees team this year, they were a deadlock to make it and possibly win the World Series this year. But not anymore with all their starters having an above 4.5 ERA. You know, this team's not going anywhere anymore, especially with Houston having a big three in their starting rotation now. Like, I'm sorry, but this, like, personally, like, there's not even any more point. There's no point for me to watch the Yankees anymore this season because they are not going to do anything come October. I'm sorry. This is a first-round exit team. I don't care if their offense puts up 8 to 10 runs a game. Their starting rotation is going to give up 10 to 15 runs a game. So this team is going absolutely nowhere this year. Yeah. And that's a shame because this is such a good year, such a good team to waste.
And the best part is all this offense is going to do nothing in October. Everyone, I can't wait for all these strikeouts.
Yep, especially when you're going up against Verlander, Cole, and Greinke.
I can't wait for the Red Sox to drop another 10 at Yankee Stadium. No, what was it, 16? 16-1.
They gave up – Tanaka gave up 12 runs of his own in his start, oh, which was just asinine.
What a legend, yo, I swear. We just have the biggest bums in all of pitching. We got Tanaka, who I don't know what his deal is. We have Jay. Why did they re-sign Jay Happ? I never thought he was any good, and he's like 63. I don't understand.
He had a good second half for the Yankees last year, but then in the playoffs, when push came to shove, he got blown up by the Red Sox. And you know, I wanted to re-sign Happ, but I had a 1-year deal, and they have him for not only this year but the next year as well. And you know, like, this was. As of July 26th, you know, some of these ERAs might have gotten a little bit better, might have actually gotten a little bit worse. But as of July 26th, this was the rotation, right? Ready? Tanaka, 4.79 ERA. Paxton, 4.72 ERA. Herman, 4.03 ERA. CeCe, 4.50 ERA. And Kratt, 5.23 ERA. That is your starting rotation. Sixth. ERAs that's not going to help you win a World Series.
So who you got winning it right now?
I have Houston. It's good World Series again. I'm sorry. As painful, it's going to be a Houston Dodgers World Series. You have two of the best rotations going up against each other. You have, for the Dodgers, Ryu, who has a sub-2 ERA, who's probably going to win NL Cy Young. You have Kershaw, who proved that he could pitch in a big game last year. You know, he didn't really have his normal postseason blow up, but he has a sub-3 ERA. And you have Buehler, who has a pretty good ERA as well. And then you're going to go up against Verlander, sub-3, Greinke, sub-3, and Gerrit Cole, who's a strikeout machine, also at a sub-3 ERA.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm so ready for this. I can't wait to see. But push coming to sub next year. They're going to sign another tier 4 starting pitcher, and they're gonna re-sign they're gonna re-sign all these old offensive people, like the thumb, what is the thumb's name, Gardner. For some reason his name was escaping my mind, but watch, we're gonna re-sign him. Clint Frazier is gonna spend another year in the minors, possibly have trade rumors bring nothing.
and then just ruin his stock.
Domingo Herman's going to have another year of being okay. Severino's going to come late to the mound in a playoff game again. It's just this team gets me so angry, yo, I swear. I can't do it, yo.
Yeah, and you know, like, I get it. In the beginning of the season or, like, a few years back or maybe like a year or two ago, Cashman said that we're building championships. We're not rushing to get one championship. We're fighting and hoping to get championships. You know, you can't expect this window to stay open for so long. Who knows if this team's going to be good next year? Do you remember when the Nationals went on that crazy run and they decided to shut down Steven Strasburg because they had the innings limit and then they ended up losing in that playoff, but they shut him down because of an innings limit because they wanted to save him for the next year? You know, you never know what's going to happen. And then look what happened. They were never able to win. Their window closed very quickly. You never know what's going to happen. You know, the Yankees got lucky this year when they suffered all the injuries. They're lucky that they went on the run that they did. But you can't expect this Yankees team to continue to be in first place year in and year out. Look what happened to the Red Sox. They went from winning to being one of the worst teams to start this year, and now they're going to fight to even make the playoffs because of how badly they started. So you can't sit there as Brian – you can't be Brian Cheatman and sit there and think that, you know, our window is going to be open for the next 3 to 4 years, so let's not trade away all our top prospects for people we're not comfortable with. And, you know, I get it. You know, I've been on record saying early on that I'm not willing to give up top-tier level prospects for B and C-level pitching. But, you know, I didn't think Stroman was a C-level pitcher. I thought he was like a 1B type pitcher. So, I don't know, man. It just blows my mind.
But the Mets really got him for some reason.
Yeah, and apparently they were trying to flip him to the Yankees, and they were going to try to fleece them too. But, you know, enough of this Yankees talk. We'll get more into Yankees a little bit later. Let's talk about some of the bigger moves, the bigger moves that around the MLB that happened yesterday. But, you know, I think by far the biggest move of the trade deadline was the Houston Astros acquiring all-star pitcher Zach Greinke from the Diamondbacks. And it was funny. You and I were texting yesterday. When you asked me who the Diamondbacks got in return, I said they got Slop back. That's what the Diamondbacks got in return, Slop.
That's so crazy, dude. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why this is why teams like the Diamondbacks are trash forever. Like, you convince Zach Greinke to come to your team, and then you finally decide to trade him. Like, all right, let's get some assets back, and they get nobody. What are you doing?
And like, I get it. Greinke owed a lot of money, so the Diamondbacks probably had to eat a lot.
And they sent the money, I know. They sent most of the money. Like, what are you doing, Diamondbacks? One of the players they got in return just had Tommy John.
Oh, my
like,
God. Slop. I told you, man. They got slop in return for Greinke.
Like, what are you doing? That's why teams like Diamondbacks, yeah, I swear. In every sport, there's always a handful. And that's, the Diamondbacks are those people in baseball. And what's the most annoying part is, they traded him for slop to a contender. Like, trade him for slop to, like, the Reds.
I know. I know, man.
Like, what? Blows my mind.
And what did the Yankees do? They're twiddling their thumbs. And then you have Aaron Boone later that day. Oh, I think we have I think we have enough to be a championship level club. No, you don't.
That's funny, yo. Aaron Boone really is feeling himself after he went off with his Savages.
Yeah, and that you get rid of that now. That doesn't even make that's irrelevant now. Oh, we got Savages in the box. Yeah, right. Yeah, you might have Savages in the box, but you got slop on the mound.
Yeah, that was top five moments right there. That made me like Aaron Boone, but then I remembered everything else that he's done. I'm like, wait a minute.
You got a championship level club here. No, you don't. I'm not even close now. You're so far off from the Astros now. It's not even funny.
Tell them how you really feel, Mark.
Their starting rotation is a joke. Paxton, what did I tell you when they acquired Paxton? I said he is not the answer. He has never been a great pitcher, and he's not gonna like. This is not the answer. You still need to go out and get another top tier level starting pitcher. And look, 4.72 ERA, highest ERA of his career. Unbelievable. But let's talk about the other teams that actually made moves.
All right.
during the trade deadline. So we spoke about the Astros. Their biggest acquisition was Zach Greinke. The Nationals bolstered their bullpen. They acquired quite a few arms, actually. Daniel Hudson from the Blue Jays. I don't know how to say this guy's first name. Ronis Elias and Hunter Strickland from the Mariners. So their biggest weakness was their bullpen. They're making a run, and I'm going to laugh if the Nationals finish with a better record than the Phillies and make the playoffs and the Phillies don't. I am going to laugh.
They will, because the fact
that Bryce Harper
they really didn't need him. Bryce Harper is completely overrated, and the people put him on the same level as Trout when he's nowhere close. And they really thought he was going to be their savior. They haven't really done anything. I mean, they have.
He's been so overhyped, in my opinion.
What was that?
I feel like Harper's been so overhyped.
Of course, just because he had that one MVP season and he made the cover of a couple MLB that shows, and now he's the truth.
Yeah, and I'm pulling up the stats now. He's only had one season with over 30 home runs and 100 RBIs, which was 2018, where he hit 30. There's been two seasons where he's hit over 30, but only one season where he's hit over 100 RBIs. 2018, he hit 34 and 100, and then 2015, he hit 42 and 99. So you want to count that as, he's right there, sure. So that means in 8 years, 7 years, not including this season, in 7 years in Washington, there's only been two seasons where he's hit over 30 and 100. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's a solid player, but he's definitely not on Mike Trout's level, in my opinion.
Not at all. And everyone thought just acquiring him and a few other pieces, boom, championships for a decade. Yeah, third in the NL East.
I actually said the Phillies were going to make a run. But right now, they're a half game back of the second wild card. And right now, Washington has the second wild card, and the Cubs and St. Louis are tied for the top wild card. So it is a tight race, though, for that second wild card. It truly is. You have Milwaukee, that's also a half game back. San Francisco has revived, and they're two back. Arizona's 3.5 back. And then you have the Mets 4.5, who are also making a run, who will get into now. Like I mentioned, the Nationals have bolstered their bullpen, so they're definitely going to be better moving forward. And then the Mets, you know, they made a big move acquiring Marcus Stroman from the Blue Jays. And, you know, they believe that they can win, and they believe they can win now. Mickey Callaway said that they feel like they are in win now mode. And, you know, they are 52 and 55, 4.5 back of the wild card. And let's just say Stroman continues to have a great year. Syndergaard and DeGrom pitched back-to-back gems the past two games. If Wheeler could pick it up, knowing that he's going to be a free agent this year, and if Mats can just continue to improve or just be anywhere close to the other guys, I think they have a good shot at making the playoffs. You know, they're on a six-game winning streak. They're hot right now, and you never know what could happen the second half of the season. And now you acquire another top-tier starting pitcher in Marcus Stroman. You never know what's going to happen with them.
I don't know, man. I don't buy it.
I mean, it's going to be very, very hard for them to make the playoffs. They have to jump 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They'll have to jump six teams to get the second wild card. But you never know. With starting pitching, man, that could take you places. Like it took them to the World Series a few years back.
And what happened? L.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not a buyer. I don't believe. Yeah, I got to do a lot more of six games to convince me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, they're 8-2 in their last 10. They're definitely hot right now, and they're trending in the right direction. But like I said, it's definitely going to be hard and difficult for them to make that second wild card. They're definitely not going to be the first. And then the Rays. You know, the Rays, they needed a big righty bat, and they acquired it in Jesus, or I call him Jesus Aguilar, from the Brewers. And that's going to be huge for him. Aguilar hasn't really performed this season to his standards. You know, he last year, as I pull up his stats now, last season he had a career year. He hit 35 home runs and 108 RBIs, and this season he only has 8 and 34. So you know, he as of late though, he has picked it up, but overall the Rays are really hoping that he could step in and be that difference maker righty bat and help, you know, improve their offense.
The Rays, man. The Rays are out here. They make me nervous.
They should. They're a good squad. And Blake Snell's going to be out for an extended period of time because of his injury. But if he comes back and is anywhere near himself, you know, they could make a run as well. especially if Aguilar picks it up to anywhere near the level that he played last year. So now let's talk about some of the biggest – let's give the biggest winner and then the biggest loser of this trade deadline. And you could go first. What? Give me your biggest winner and why, and then your biggest loser and why.
I mean, the biggest winner obviously has to be the Astros. No one else made any other moves, and they acquired Greinke. Although he's old, I mean, he's still up there as a top-tier level pitcher. And I don't know. Fun fact also, did you know Zach's first name is Donald?
Wow, I did not know Greinke. That.
So Donald is making big moves out here. And the biggest loser, you already know who it got to be. It's Brian Cheatman and the New York Yankees not bringing in no other starting pitching. And when it comes October, it's going to be strikeouts. It's going to be home runs, but for the other team. And I'm ready for it.
Yeah. You know, and I agree with you 100%. I think the biggest winner is the Houston Astros. Like you said, they acquired a top-tier level starter in Zach Greinke. And now their starting rotation, I'm pretty sure Bleacher Report tweeted this out yesterday. Let me see if I could find it real quick. Yeah, here we go. Verlander has a 2.74 ERA with 196 Ks. Greinke has a 2.87 ERA with 128 Ks. And Gerrit Cole has a 2.94 with 212 Ks. So they have that three-headed monster right there. And their fifth starter, too, I'm blanking on his name. I think it's Miley or something like
Wiley,
that. But he
something
has a,
like that.
Yeah, but he has a three, like a very, very low three ERA. So they have a really solid starting staff. So they're obviously the biggest winner. And I agree, the biggest loser has to be the Yankees. Now, like we were saying in the top of the episode, I understand that every team knew how desperate the Yankees were to acquire starting pitching. So every team is going to ask for the moon and the stars. But at the same time, you cannot just sit there and just think that this team is good as is. You know, like we mentioned earlier, the Reds acquired Trevor Bauer, who is a top tier starting pitcher. Now, I wouldn't rank him as like an ace, but he's definitely an improvement over what the Yankees have right now, not including Severino. Another thing too, which I'm so happy the Yankees didn't get him, but he was being rumored to be traded to the Yankees too, which was starting pitcher Tanner Roark, who went to the Oakland A's.
Good thing we didn't. I would have been pretty salty off that.
Yeah, and you know, we forgot to mention too, another big move was the Braves acquiring all-star pitcher Shane Green from the Tigers. So that they got their closer, so they're going to be set too. But yeah, so the biggest winner would be the Houston Astros to me, the biggest loser the Yankees. And I think, you know, like we were saying, the Astros made a great move acquiring Greinke to add to their dominant starting staff, and the Yankees doing nothing to help their staff. So now, who is your favorite to win the World Series this year post-deadline?
Post-deadline?
Yes. Because obviously the Yankees were being favorited to win before the deadline and before that Boston series.
I don't know, man. I still got to stick with my squad. Even though I ragged on them, my Yankees bringing home the chip. I got to stay loyal.
I can't. I don't see it, man. I really don't see it.
Got to bring it home.
No, I have the Astros going up against the Dodgers, the two top rotations going at it. And I think the favorite has to be the Astros.
Oh, Dodgers losing a fifth straight World Series? Let's go.
Three straight L's.
Lemons.
But yet, this might be the best rotation in baseball now, the Houston Astros. So we'll see. I have the Astros making it to the World Series against the Dodgers and winning now post-deadline. And what can we realistically expect now from the Yankees moving forward the rest of the season?
We can continue to see DJ LeMahieu be the MVP GOAT he deserves to be. What else could we expect? We could expect more strikeouts. We could expect what's his name? Stan to not play. We could expect Luke Voit to undergo surgery and he'll return and never be the same again. We could expect a lot of things. I'm hopeful, but I'm expecting the worst.
Yeah, and you know, for me, you know, I'm expecting this team to continue and still win the AL East, but to be honest with you, this is looking like a first-round exit, in all honesty. If Severino, if he doesn't come back and is not the same pitcher, then we're in so much trouble.
Who are they
and
the playing fact in the that first Cashman, round? Who would we play?
Let's see.
Because you're telling me a first-round exit to some bum team, that's going to get me pretty salty.
Let's see. Playoff picture update.
Let me know.
Well, I believe if we have the best record, we would play the winner of the wild card. So right now, it would be either the winner if the playoffs started today, and the Yankees. Well, right now they don't have the best record or winning percentage. They do. So technically, they would. So they would play either Tampa Bay or Cleveland.
Yeah, but let's just say I think we'd beat either of them.
Yeah, but I to be honest with you, I think Houston's going to have that top seed. They have one more win than the Yankees and one more loss, but the Yankees have a higher winning percentage by 3 points. But I think, especially now with the acquisition of Greinke, I think they're going to be the top seed. And if that is the case, we would end up playing Minnesota right now.
Well, that's light work.
The Twins. That is light work. The only reason why we got out of that series alive is because our offense woke up.
That's light work. I'm not scared of no Minnesota Twins.
I don't know, man. They hit home runs like it's nothing.
Yeah, they play in a little league park at MLB.
We'll see. I to be honest, though, I'm thinking it's a first-round exit regardless of what happens. I think this rotation, as is, especially if Seve isn't the right Seve, I think they're going to get shelled, absolutely shelled. And you can't expect a 20-year-old Garcia to come win us a championship.
I think they'll definitely get shelled if they put Encarnacion in the outfield, like I said earlier.
It's all right. It's a little brain fart. No big deal.
As I was going through that, I'm like, wait a minute. I said, I know his big self is not out there. I was like, hold on. What is going? But I had to keep rocking with it.
Yeah. And, it's all good.
You didn't let me keep it going. You had to expose me. That was kind of vicious, low key.
Oh, man, my bad. But, no, I have the Yankees winning the AL East. I have Houston winning, having the best record in the AL. So that would mean that the Yankees would have to play Minnesota right now. And like I said, I'm looking at a first-round exit. I'm really not expecting this team. As I know I sound like a hater. I know I sound like I'm giving up on this team. This team is really good. Don't get me wrong, offensively. But when it comes to pitching, they are not good at all. They're one of the worst ERAs in baseball. And you cannot expect this starting staff to go win you a championship. I don't care how good the offense is. Brian Cashman has wasted this year because he was being cheap. He didn't want to give up prospects. When you make a trade, it's going to hurt, and he didn't want it to hurt. So what can you do? You can only move on, and you have to hope that the Yankees don't pass up on Gerrit Cole this offseason when he's a free agent.
Well, you know they won't sign him.
I know. He's going to ask for a ton of years, a ton of money, and Cheatman's going to say, oh, we don't need him. We'll go out and acquire more relief pitching because we want Crap to go out there and give us two and one-third solid inning of work so we can go to the bullpen. Because all we got to do is just shorten the games as much as possible.
That's hopefully not how it works.
Hopefully CC Sabathia could give us one run, one solid inning of work, and then we'll go to Chad Green, we'll go to Cortez Jr., we'll jump to Betances if he could come back. For an inning,
I think I know
like,
the answer.
It's just it's comical. The fact that they're going to have to go to an opener for the playoffs, it's comical.
I think.
But what's your answer?
I think the answer, we need to bring back Tyler Clippard.
Yeah, right.
The goggles,
Tyler Clippard.
That was the truth right there. He was a real legend. We were holding him back. I think we need to honor him and bring him back to this. Why is Brian Cheatman so enthusiastic about signing relief pitchers, but like he doesn't have that same energy with starters? I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Make it make sense.
I really don't. I guess his mentality is let's shorten the game as much as possible. I have a great bullpen, but I'm sorry. You need solid starting pitchers in this league. You really do. But what can you do? I guess all we have to do now is just sit there and have Aaron Boone lie to our face and say, we have enough we're a solid championship-level squad.
I can't wait till the Red Sox win another chip before us. That really hurt me last year. I haven't been the same.
Yeah, well, they celebrated in Yankee Stadium twice last year. One to clinch the playoffs, I think it was. No. Once to clinch the AL East. And then once when they beat them in that first round.
At least they're trash this year.
Yeah, well, they've been picking up as of late. But is there anything else that you want to get off your chest or bring up for before you end this episode?
Nah, man, I'm just a hurt soul right now.
Yeah.
I'm just hurt.
Yeah, and I think I left it all on the table, too. I got everything out that I wanted to. The Yankees, unfortunately, have to wash this season. Like I said, I don't think they're going to do much of anything now, especially with the Astros getting Zach Greinke. So now it's time to just look forward to football season. Hopefully the Jets could turn things
around. No one cares about the Jets. It's Daniel Jones season.
Here we go, Daniel Jones. But we'll stick around for our next episode. Keep a lookout on Twitter. Keep a lookout on Insta for any updates regarding the show. We're going to talk Jets and Giants next week. That was episode 13 of MNN Sports Talk Podcast. For Nick Rivera, I'm Mark Morales. Have a great one, everyone.
Tank for Zion.